Well, despite a late attempt from the market to finish higher this afternoon, shares did fall back a touch. The ASX 200 down by just 4 points. That's a drop of less than a tenth of a percent to 6,175. Although that was a small pullback, it was the ninth time in 10 days that the market has actually fallen back. Now, today there were some winners. Many of them were in the energy sector as the price of oil was up. They didn't quite do enough to offset losses from many of the miners, the major banks, and also the insurers as well. So energy stocks were partly higher, and as was the oil price, because of concerns of supply and supply restraints moving forward. Now, there are US sanctions on Iran, which are expected to kick in or take full effect at the start of November. And also, of course, there's a Hurricane Florence, which is about to hit the US as well. So that's another concern for supply moving forward. Mining stocks were down quite heavily. The worst of the bunch, the big end of town, was Fortescue Metals, which dropped by about 3%. This is a mix, really, of a firmer US dollar, which has been improving for a number of months now, and it's partly due to the expectations of higher interest rates, not only in a couple of weeks in the US, but also moving forward for the rest of the year. And secondly, the US-China relationship is on shaky ground at the moment. So there's speculation and the potential for further tariffs on around $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, and that could even be extended further. So that's certainly something that's keeping investors at least cautious for the time being. Now, three of the big four banks were down. Insurers were down as well because of partly the many of them facing the Royal Commission in coming weeks. Suncorp and QBE were down. Myer released some profit results today and it disappointed. Its shares were down by almost 6%. And it lost almost $500 million over the past year. That had a lot to do with plenty of write-downs. It's been trying to turn the business around, restructuring costs, closing a number of stores as well. Its share price has actually fallen back now by 90% since making its debut on the market back in 2009, and has decided not to pay a dividend. So we'll wait and see if the new chief executive who took the reins rather in June this year can turn the business around moving forward. Bega Cheese down about 6%. It announced a capital raising today. Consumer confidence numbers were out on the economic front. 3% drop in September. No surprise here. It's partly off the back of political uncertainty and higher mortgage rates. The Aussie dollar finally is at 71 US.